Hi there, I'm Karen Rogers, COO of Nutritious Life, and I'm excited to chat with you today about creating the best user experience for anyone visiting your website, some navigation tips you should know, and things to do and not do to make your website or your next launch successful. So let's start with the five basic pages you need on your site. And they won't be the exact same for everyone, so just use this rule of thumb. The pages in your navigation menu should be the most important pages your user could view. And if you have a specific service or offering you want to drive your user to, let's start with the five basic pages you need on your site. They won't be the exact same for everyone, so use this rule. The pages on your navigation menu should be the most important pages your user could view. And if you have a specific service or an offering that you want to drive your users to, add it to the menu, but we'll come back to that in a second. For now, let's start with the five basic navigation menu links you need on your site. And these are a link to your homepage, your about page, your products, services, shop, or work with me page, your blog page, and a contact page. So now let's expand on those basic pages individually. So first, your homepage. Duh, your homepage is where people will size you up. It's the most important part of your entire website. So consider it the fastest job interview or the speediest first date you've ever had. You only have a couple of seconds to make a lasting impression with your homepage, so you have to make it count. And everyone's homepage may look different, but there are certain components almost every homepage should have. This will obviously differ depending on your business, but this list of seven homepage components I'm about to give you is a great rule of thumb to keep in mind. So, number one, a clear value proposition. This is a fancy way of saying what's in it for them. Your customer should immediately understand what you can do for them the moment they lay eyes on your homepage. Number two, easy navigation. Your menu or your navigation is not the place to get cute or fancy. You want people to click. And if they aren't exactly sure where they're going, chances are they're not going to click at all. So keep it simple, keep it direct, keep it succinct. Number three, email capture with an enticing offer. The most valuable thing you can gain from a site visitor is their email address. This allows you to market to them on your timeline, not just when they visit your site. So offer them something in exchange for their email address to entice them to click that sign up button. A free ebook, a recipe guide, or something that makes sense for your business. Number four, your social media links. Display them prominently. Much like your email capture, make them really easy to find. And if somebody wants to learn more about you, give them every chance possible. Number five, a call to action. What is it that you want your homepage visitors to do? Learn about your services, read an article, watch a video. Make it clear, make it obvious, make it prominent. Guide them through the journey that you want them to take. And number six, your footer. Everybody needs a footer. It's a great place to add your legal link and really anything else that will help your user navigate your site or find what they're looking for. And it's also a great place to add an email capture since it will be displayed on every page throughout your site. Finally, number seven, your contact info. Often a great place to put this is in the footer. It can be an email address, it can be your physical address, it can be your phone number or a link to your contact page. Regardless of how you do it, just make it easy for people to engage directly with you. Now, those are more or less the must-haves for pretty much any homepage. And as a general rule of thumb, you want your site to strategically move users from one step to the next in a way that helps them decide to hire you or to purchase your product or do whatever it is you want them to do. And keep that in mind as you pull everything together. Some other components that you may want to consider include a hero image at the top. This is a large image that spans the whole page. If your brand is you, it's a great idea to have a hero image of yourself above the fold. And that means the area that you can see on your homepage without having to scroll down. hero images, they'll help your visitors kind of get to know you more quickly, which builds trust, which builds interest, and it helps ultimately drive their purchasing decisions. So just be sure to upload a high quality picture so it looks sharp and clear. You cannot have a fuzzy or pixelated hero image at the top of your site. It sets the tone for the entire site and you will lose your visitor in so fast. What else you want to consider? White space. It's important to have a clean, uncluttered website design with plenty of open space. And this is called white space. White space prevents your site from feeling too crowded or overwhelming, and it helps draw your visitor's eye to whatever it is you want to promote. Now, of course, some sites are going to be a little bit busier than others or more colorful, but there's still the concept of white space that can fit into any design period. And it's important to make sure that you have enough of it. A sample of your content. This could be a few blog posts or photos from your portfolio or recipes, whatever it is that you produce. Entice users into trying it out on the homepage rather than just hoping they click through to the blog or the recipes or peruse whatever it is you have. And finally, you want to include some social proof on your website. Does your business rely on client testimonials? Of course it does. Let people hear from your other customers and learn how they were successful using your products or services. And sometimes, honestly, what your customers say to each other can be more persuasive than what you can say directly to them. So moving on from the homepage, next on your list should be your about page. And we touched on crafting your about page previously, but this is an important page on your site that I want to take a moment to walk you through the best way to write your story. In short, your about page should convey who you are, what you do, who you help, and sometimes how you got there. You should definitely include your expertise and your credentials, and you should speak directly to your customers here. Share your story rather than just listing a bunch of facts. People want to connect with you. And your personal journey, it can be much more impactful than listing out your resume. And even though your about page is obviously about you, it should also convey how you can help your customers. That means you should carefully consider each detail you share on this page and look at it through the ideal customer's lens first. Your bio should be carefully curated to reflect why you're an authority, and it should help readers come to the conclusion that you can help them. If a place of information is irrelevant, Your bio should be carefully curated to reflect why you're an authority and help readers come to the conclusion that you can absolutely help them. If a piece of information is irrelevant to your customer's journey or your brand story, then think twice before you include it here. Decide how you want your reader to feel when they're done reading your bio and make sure that your bio fits that bill. Do you want them to feel inspired or emotional? Do you want them to see you as an authority or as a leader? Make your story count. It should not only provide information and build trust, but it must also entice them to take some action. After all, you are building a business. Okay, let's move on to your product, services, shop, or work with me page. Depending on your business, you need one page in your main navigation that lays out to somebody how... Okay, let's move on to your products, services, shop, or work with me page. Depending on your business, you need one page in your main navigation that lays out how somebody can buy what you're selling, whether that's signing up for one-on-one coaching sessions or buying a supplement you sell. This is the page to lay out their options, all of your pricing, if you want to. Pricing's not mandatory and it works for some people, it doesn't work for others. But also, you know, what can they expect in exchange for the transaction? It's really important to keep this page simple. If you overwhelm your visitor with too much information, you are guaranteed to lose the sale here. So be very clear about the features of your product or your service, and even more clear about the benefits to them. And what's the difference? The features are the things that your product does or includes. The benefits are what a user will gain or feel after investing in you. And this is really what compels them to make the purchasing decision. People purchase based on the benefit more than just the feature. For example, the features of a nutrition course, it might include video and audio lessons you can take on the go and healthy recipes, a meal plan and a shopping list, or instructions for easy meal prep, principal food diary pages. For example, the features of a nutrition course might include video and audio lessons that you can take on the go, healthy recipes, a meal plan and a shopping list, instructions for easy meal prep, a printable food diary page, group coaching. So those are all examples of the features, but the benefits of that course might be a deeper understanding of healthy eating, developing the ability to meal prep, learning to plan ahead and make better food decisions, personal accountability, better health over time, health, happiness, better life. Those are the benefits. So features are what you offer, and the benefits are what your customers want to experience once they've invested in your offering. And if you're feeling stuck regarding features and benefits, just think about what your ideal customer wants and then work backwards from there. Next on the list is the blog page. Now, for the purposes here, we'll call it blog, but if it's recipes you create or a photography portfolio you build, then call it by an appropriate name. Regardless, this is the page where you'll display your library of content. The last page on your website, on your navigation menu, should be your contact page. You don't need to overthink either of these pages. Keep your portfolio organized and searchable, and keep your contact page logical and simple, and you're good to go from there. Now, let's circle back and talk about the alternative or the additional links for your navigation menu. Earlier, we mentioned you might have a specific offering that you want to feature. After your five basic navigation links are in place, you may want to add a couple more. For example, if you are a keynote speaker and you want to be hired for speaking gigs, put a speaking link in your navigation menu. Or if you want to drive listeners to your podcast, include a podcast link. Anything that is a cornerstone of your business and important for your visitors to see, it's fair game here. Again, just keep in mind, you want to leave your website and menu as uncluttered as possible. Don't be afraid to utilize drop-down menus or other tech tools that will keep the menu looking clean and simple. You just don't want people to not know where to go, so they end up not going anywhere at all. Now that we've talked about what you should do, it's equally important to talk about what you shouldn't do when creating your website. After all, your website should give your users the best experience possible. So here are a few highlights. Number one, do not cram too much in. So often people make the mistake of thinking they have to say everything in order to make sure that their user doesn't miss one single detail. But stuffing your website with too much copy or too many links or too many images can have the opposite effect that you intended. So in most cases, less is more. You have to make every word count. So if you can cut any words out of the headline or sentence, do it. Hiring a copywriter to perfect your website copy before you launch is a great idea. And a professional writer can quickly put the final touches on your writing and remove copy that is doing more harm than good. So I definitely recommend hiring a copywriter when you're very close to launching. Number two, don't just set it and forget it. Sometimes the excitement of launching a website can lead to absolute exhaustion. I speak from experience, to the point where you're just ready to be done with it. But it's important to analyze what's working and what's not. And if you have a page that is just not converting, try doing a little A/B testing. There's software that can help you display different versions of your homepage to different users so that you can test which one is working better. You can also utilize heat maps so you can see where users are actually looking on your website, and then you can tweak your content and your calls to action in response to where they're spending their time. Analyze continuously. You're kind of never done with this part. Number three, don't use anything that will slow your site down. A slow website can drastically impact user experience, and users are so much more likely to abandon your site if it takes too long to load. So if you want a background video to play on your website because it looks so cool, be careful. Google will penalize you for a slow site speed, so be careful of using too much media on your site, such as high-resolution images and videos and flash animations. And remember, some of this stuff doesn't even work on mobile. So if your audience is coming to you on mobile, a lot of times it's not even worth the effort to begin with. And last, number four, don't forget to test your site on mobile, speaking of mobile. When building your website, chances are you're going to spend the majority of your time making sure it's perfect on desktop. But the reality is most of your users will probably be viewing your site on their phone. So over time, mobile is going to be even more important than desktop. So it's really important that you optimize everything on your site to display perfectly on mobile. Okay, the last things I want to cover in this lesson are the biggest mistakes entrepreneurs make when launching their businesses or their products. So by now, you've put the time in, whether it's on your own or by hiring help, and the day has come for the big reveal of your brand spanking new website. Yes, it is a super exciting time, but you should strategize it carefully since it is a unique opportunity to get a lot of eyeballs on your site all at once. So here are the biggest mistakes most people make when launching their websites or products. Number one, you don't share a behind-the-scenes look at the project. What? You worked countless hours on this huge accomplishment and you didn't let your audience be part of the journey? It's a huge missed opportunity. Users love to share in the process, so make this part of your strategy as you're working through it. Show your hard work and the blood, sweat, and tears along the way. Ask for their opinion on decisions that you need to make. The more you make them part of the process, the more impressed they're going to be with the final result, and the more engaged they'll be with you. They love it. Number two, another mistake, they make it a one-day launch. What? Again, you worked for weeks or months or years, and you announce it once on your social media? No way. This is a big event, and it deserves some major screen time. Strategize beforehand all of the ways that you can maintain the excitement. Get partners involved. Use all of your channels. Highlight different pages. Do some giveaways. Keep your users as excited as you are for as long as you can, since it will be years before you get to do this again. So make it count. Number three, the third mistake most entrepreneurs make, they forget to test again, and then test again. What? Again, you finally launched your coaching business and your checkout isn't working on mobile, or it's only working on Safari but not Chrome, or your site won't load properly. Sadly, we have all learned this the hard way at one point or another. I have. Don't let your excitement overcloud your judgment. It's just you need to test every link, every form, every button, and every purchase on every browser, on every device, on every software system you can. You're bound to have a mistake in there somewhere, and it's better to find it before you launch rather than when a customer is ready to purchase and they can't. So if you can get a friend or a member of your team to help you test your site, great, do it. Do not skip over this step. So what do you do if you have a tech issue pop up at the very worst time ever, which in the digital world is pretty much any time at all? This goes back to our discussion of when you need to hire someone and when you can't do everything yourself. My biggest piece of advice, if you're going to have an online business, you've got to find a developer who can be your go-to before you launch your business. It's not easy to find someone on the fly when you're in crisis mode who can just, they can just drop everything for you and get you back up and running. So I encourage you, interviewing developers when you embark on this journey should be part of the process. And being upfront about your needs and the relationship that you'd like to have with them is also necessary. Some may not engage with you unless you keep them on a retainer, and others are more happy to have you keep them in your back pocket, you know, for emergency purposes, since they'll consider you more of a side gig to whatever else they're doing. But finding someone last minute on a site like Upwork, it can be an okay strategy if you really need to, but it can also be an absolute disaster. So I encourage you to find someone you can trust before you need them, which will make the crisis you experience a little less scary. Just like if your car breaks down, you have a mechanic that you can trust you aren't taken advantage of. It's the same thing here. It's really important. So there you have it. We covered all the components you need on your website and how to perfect your homepage and your about page and other pages. We shared the four don'ts when building your website and the three biggest mistakes a lot of entrepreneurs make when launching their websites. But you're not going to do this because you took this course. And finally, we discussed how to avoid a huge tech crisis before it happens, because you will have everyone has a tech crisis at some point. So check out all the handouts we included and refer back to them as you're building your website or launching your next product. And if you already have a website, again, consider using all of this advice to perfect your site and then have a relaunch, strategize a relaunch. So I can't wait to see what you all have built, and thank you for watching.